Cornette. So this is going to be a good segment for y'all. We'll talk about a lot of things about feelings, relationships, and things that, you know, that you might go through in your mindset. It's Kobe Radio, y'all. Let's get it. What up? I'm trying to see what this sounds like when I put it up to my ear. I'm here to talk to y'all about just kind of relationships and things that young men and maybe even young women experience in their mindset, and I think this is a good learning experience for us all. I'm gonna highlight a lot of more my own personal life and kind of things I've observed, and I think with that it'll be able to help paint a picture, be able to give people an idea of the type of situations people do and don't go through, and will at least help explain my latency on just constantly, you know, releasing things and topics. And it's a lot of cool topics and things that a lot of people want to know and share and ask me about. But it's crazy because feelings for somebody or something could block or impede the things that you care for and you strive for to do that God has ordained you to do. Sometimes those things, you know, God wants you to strictly focus your heart and your mind on, and he needs you for this season. Even though tomorrow's not promised, and that's the beautiful thing, because you already calculate in your head, like, man, I could die today. I could lose my job. I could lose my family. We could be at war. We could be, anything could happen. So you have to lean on God even more to know that if you do his will, he's already have it ordained and set out for you what you truly want in your heart. When it says the desires of your heart, I think sometimes that kind of goes misunderstood and a lot of times taken out of context. People read that verse and don't really necessarily think about sometimes the desires are things you can't understand or see. It's like a habit or that is broken, or, you know, people say people change, well, because your desires change. Sometimes those are influenced by certain things. Sometimes those are just simply God has ordained you to want, to need, because it was your choice to choose it or not. But when you do it, it's fulfilled. So when you live in that mindset, you're like, well, dang. You know, you may have to lose somebody close to you. You may have to lose, you know, your living situation. But that is for God needing you to focus more on what he's calling you to do. So that becomes that hardship. That kind of becomes that suffering with Christ. That kind of, that becomes that journey that you, now you ask yourself, dang, did I really want to sign up for this? You know, like, dang, like, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Like, you know, like, Father, like, how come I'm stuck in this situation, right? Why not this person? This person's not even seeking you. You know, why am I getting caught in this trap, you know? And that can be a tough thing. That, especially that'll make you almost want to abandon your mission, your journey. It's like a soldier in war. You know, a cop who's scared, right? you fear for your life. Shoot, in this world of fighting for the Most High, you fear for that too. You fear for the things around you, right? There's oftentimes that there's things in your life you like, dang, like, I'll give you an example, right? People, if you know me enough, you know, like, okay, you know, I seen Dill at Deep Ellum, I've seen him in Uptown, you see me in Bishop Arts, Trinity Girl, you see me somewhere, right? On Fry Street, you know. So when the more I was starting to get closer to Christ, the more I realized, like, dang, okay, the things I would want to go do and the desires that I may have for myself don't align with what he would want me to do. So he already exited certain people out of my life, you know, not out of harm or hate. It just naturally flows. Yeah, you realize, dang, you naturally not talking to somebody no more. You naturally just not even in the door with them. At this point, y'all almost strangers, right? But it's not out of bad terms. This guy's desire for you has changed. So even that, like relationships. I often struggle thinking like, dang, God, do you not hear believers in what we need for, you know, who we want to be with, who we want to be around? Because the closer you get to Christ, the more you realize, like, man, it's tough out here. And it's ugly. This is a nasty world. There's so much slavery, killing, attacking, bombing, mass incarceration, false history, slander. Like, women get, man, I saw a video, man, this woman getting violated and beat at Waffle House. And it's just like, man, how can people just sit there? You know, just like, man, like, we were just talking about West Papua and the genocide that's happening there. Indonesian government loving that no coverage is getting there, man. Oh, my goodness, man. You think about the killings in the Brazil prisons. You think about the constant attack on black people by police brutality. I mean, it's just, so you would want somebody, right? Think about it, yo. Like, you want to be around somebody that's like, man, like, let me stop thinking about this, because Fortnite and 2K and Call of Duty and Battlefield ain't doing it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know? I'm sure some of y'all are like, man, I drink my problems away. I smoke my problems away. And that gets old. You can only call your mom and your dad so many times, right? Because really, you're supposed to be leaning on the Father more. And that's Christ calling you, lean on me more. Like, as Paul says, when that comes, just because you're going through calamity does not mean you cursed, right? It means more that Christ has asked you to lean more on him. That's why they tried to disprove Paul. They used to be all, well, you suffering. Well, no, you're going to suffer with Christ too. Christ suffered. He just didn't come down with his legions of angels and blow everything away. He could have, but he didn't. So I think about, like, dang, Father. With that being said, what's up with the believers? Like, how come we've been putting in this position, right? Like, where's my, you know, Ruth? You know, where's my Esther or Deborah or Sarah or, you know, I mean, you. It's like, man, it's bad out here, man. It's bad. I mean, think about the one person you love in your life that your heart aches for. Now, imagine losing that person. And when I say lose, it doesn't necessarily have to be death. It could be lose in the way that you want, that you want them in your life, right? Because they have a purpose for you in their life, but you also have a purpose for them in your personal life, right? Now, I had somebody close to me, real, real close to me, you know. I don't know, you know, what to classify this, right? I don't know what to put this in now. Like, I've never experienced this kind of pain and kind of hurt, right? It's like when you lose a best friend like that, like, man, like, you know, it's like, man, what did you lose it to? Because it's like where if it's combined in the spirit, then it would make sense. You know, you two will walk in the same direction, but clearly it must not be of the spirit, because you can't even come to a consensus on something, right? It should be like, okay, well, you know, this type of relationship with this person has to go this and that place, right, for the glory of the kingdom. And then you realize, well, okay, well, I may be sold on that, but this person isn't. This person may just be saying whatever just to get me exited out. It's like, man, you invest so much, you know, time with a person for them to evolve in your life, right? Everybody has that person, whoever that person is. And you think about relationships and think like, man, like, dang. Like, God, are you listening? And you know he is, but it's like you don't get that immediate answer. And that's a tough thing to take in its own. You know, like, because you think, let's revert back to what we first brought up. Tomorrow not promised. So some person could be living in their eyes, living their best life. But to you, your best life is sharing it. Because you share your time already. You serve your people around you. You care for them. You love them. You realize time is not your own. It never will be. Time does not give to at all or flip. Time does not discriminate. Time is limited. You know, my dad turned 50 the other day. You know, I'm 26, right? So it's like a half life or a whole life. right? And he was like, man, I was like, Pops, what's one thing you could tell me right now, right, in the point of you got in your life? He was like, son, honestly, the only thing I could tell you is just enjoy every moment, every single second of your life right now. Just enjoy it. Remember it. Share it. Care for it. Just live with your heart. Soak in the moment. And it was short. It was real short and sweet. Right? I was like, dang. Like, that's it? I'm thinking, like, he about to tell me go travel. you know, go to Kenya, go to Bali, you know what I'm saying? Go kick it in Cuba now. Like, I'm thinking he about to just drop that, you know, like, you know, you need to invest in this, you know, buy silver before this time, you know, this crypto. I'm nothing. Because he could have told me, you know, enjoy your time doing this, enjoy your time doing that. He said, enjoy your moment. And even that, he was talking to me in that moment right now, just me enjoying him turning 50. Because in his head, I'm talking to him later, you know, he like, man, I'm 50, shoot. The next, if I lived your life again, 25, what? I'm 75 now. That's 50 to 75, that's a whole different you. 25 to 50 is a whole different you. So imagine 50 to 75. This is what this man is telling me. So even at that, he was telling me in that moment, not necessarily go doing something, but just right now while you breathing. Man. So you think about, like, man, Father, like, When you really kind of selling out for Christ and you really believing in your spirit, like, okay, the way you got to live, yeah, you don't really think about necessarily significant other. But then sometimes you do. It's that burning desire Paul talks about. It's that burning love and that desire of wanting to just share that with somebody, because you can't have sex with the world, right? You can't sleep with the world. You ain't trying to knock everybody and their mama down. You ain't trying to be in this and this party. You're in this and this relationship, talking to this and this person. Monogamy ain't dead. Like, I'm tired of hearing that one. Like, you, now, who wants to do that? Who wants to be for everybody? At that point, you ain't a snack, bro. You like a sample for everybody. You like the free sample you get at Sam's. Like, that's cold and it's supposed to be hot. No. Nobody wants to do that. It's not fun. It's not a cute culture, especially if you're a believer, right? Like, that's not what's up. That's not Christians. It's not Israel. It's none of that. You're trying to find you your one and done, and you want that person to be beautiful for you, right? And you beautiful for them in the spirit and the exterior. You want to take care of yourself. You want to do what you got to do to be the best person for that person. Yes, a lot that comes with that. But remember, you're not promised tomorrow. People be trying to plan for 30 and like, man, you ain't even accepted today yet. So I feel like a lot of times God is even telling me, like, you know, I need you to focus more on me. I need you to focus more on what I need you to do to help people. And it hurts. It hurts. Hurts. Man, because I'm trying to discover what this thing called love is. And I've learned about love more than just necessarily physical attraction and even, you know, loving a person for who they are. It goes beyond that, man. It's like love for just, like, forgiving them for being lost or forgiving them for not seeing you the way you, like, you would want to see them. Like love is, man, love is so tough that it make you just almost angry. Like, the complete opposite of that. Now, they say, you know, ain't no, hell has no wrath like a woman scorn. I'm gonna tell you like this. Ain't nothing like a man's anger, a man's want, sense of revenge. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That literally, that will send, that sends men to war. When men experience a real emotions, it's like, man, like, you got me all the way here. Just, it's like somebody just taking you on a 4-hour car ride to nowhere and literally just parked in the rinkiest, dinkiest place. It was like, my bad. I left the directions. I left the key. I left something. Or never mind. That's what it's like when you just, oh, it's like, man, what? Jeez, but the opposite of love, man. So I say all this to say to not doubt God, but these are questions that if you asking, like, man, like, Lord, like, why me? I've been searching, right? I've been out the club. I ain't looking at the bar no more. If you're looking at the bar club, that's an instant L. I'm going to put it out there right now. It's an L, right? It may be these success stories, but I guarantee you, right, figure out their spiritual journey. Exactly. So, you know, and I ain't saying this to go to church looking for a chick. It's not a bad place. Church is a great place to look for somebody, right? Of course, get your mind on the Most High first, and then thus forth move from there, right? And you congregate in any way, a Bible study, etc. You don't want to, you know, keep your mind focused. But if you're asking them questions, those are authentic questions. And those are, this is honestly, I think I'm going to make this like a continuous thing, because this is just such a deep topic. I don't think you can necessarily break down in one segment. But that's what thoughts I've been dealing with for the past, 48 hours now? So it'd be about 48 now. About 30 something now. But by the time y'all probably hit it, it's going to be 48. So, you know, these are things I'm struggling with, you know, trying to figure out what to do. Because I've been so, you know, hurt inside with love and pain, like, dang, that, you know, I didn't even want to do this no more. I didn't want to really do much anymore, you know, because then you think about your bills, your life, the things you got to do, what you're trying to go to, your next step, and it gets tough. So if it's any man out there, you know, you ain't really, you know, you acting tough on the internet, you tough around your family, but deep inside, you know, you got that love that you seeking, you want to have, because you looking for that wife, you know what I'm saying? Or you're a young woman, you trying to accept that husband, embrace that. Ask God, talk to him, ask him your questions. He'll give you an answer. I'm waiting on mine more still. I'm waiting my answer what's what. Maybe I'm just not patient enough, right? Maybe I'm just not listening. Maybe I'm just, you know, thinking of myself too much. You know, there's a lot of different things that could transpire. So don't necessarily think that you are wrong for asking those questions, or you less than, or you are the things that, you know, are weak, because the world will try to do that to you. The world will try to make you feel like that. So I love y'all. Peace and love to y'all. I want to share with y'all this Bible verse. And this is why you don't use digital Bibles. And you just honestly just know your verses as you want to. But I honestly have made this segment as a soundtrack. And when I made it as a soundtrack, I didn't prepare. I knew what I wanted to go find, and I didn't necessarily prepare for that. So I'm going to leave y'all with these verses. Let's see. And I'm going to be coming out of... Oh, duh, I do got a computer. So... this is something I didn't share with y'all. So I'm gonna be covering desires of the heart. Yeah, y'all gonna be like, this is the most awkward segment. Oh man, I can't find it. Over here, I'm going to share this, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a quick mini snippet segment after this. That way, y'all at least have it, and I think that'll be good, and then I'll be more prepared. But I do know this one, though. Bam! So here, I'm going to give y'all a psalm. It's called, and this is pretty cool because this is coming out of... Psalms 28, the Lord is my strength and my shield. 27 to 29 is pretty good, but I'm going to read to y'all 28. It says, to you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy. When I cry out to you for help, when I lift up my hands towards your most holy sanctuary, do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward, because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the works of his hands. He will tear them down and build them no more. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. O save your peoples and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. That is Psalms 28, and that's the entire thing. It's entitled, The Lord is My Strength and My Shield. So I love y'all. Peace and shalom to y'all. And, next segment, I'm going to give y'all the place I was coming from. Peace and love, y'all. This is my jam, y'all. Cut that out. Yeah. I'll see y'all next segment, man. Y'all jamming too much with me. I'll see y'all.